Blackstone Audio presents Blood Groove by Alex Bledsoe. Read by Stefan Rudnicki. You can't know what's going on if you're asleep, I betcha. I bet you. Funkadelic. Chapter 1. Memphis, Tennessee, 1975. Shit, said Patricia. It was an understatement. Yes, ma'am, her assistant Joe agreed and scowled at the musty odor, strong despite the morgue's chill. The body inside the enormous coffin had the unmistakable look of someone buried alive. The limbs twisted in the folds of dry, brittle clothing. The jaw hung open in an eternal cry of despair. But the knife driven through his heart, still gleaming after more than half a century, was what held their attention. It was solid gold. Joe moved around the casket taking photographs. The hum of the flash recharger echoed in the silent room. Patricia took a magnifying glass from the table and leaned into the coffin to examine the knife. Careful, Joe said. One wrong move, we got nothing but a big old pile of dust. Not after only 60-some-odd years, she said good-naturedly. But he had a point, and she forced herself to be extra cautious. At first she thought the knife was some ceremonial dagger, but a closer look showed it to be a crucifix with an inscribed 3-inch crosspiece and, visible between the ribs, a base sharpened to a point and flattened into a blade. The artwork was exquisite, with tiny Aramaic characters strongly suggesting a Middle Eastern origin. It was out of her area. She taught pathology, but she still knew impressive workmanship when she saw it. Christ on a stick, Joe said.